Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and very excited to have you with us here tonight or this morning if you prefer. It is now officially Wednesday, May 30th, 2007, midnight here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. Be aware of our phone number, of course, in case you would like to call in with your questions for our special guest this evening. It is 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And our guest, of course, is the author of the book, The Rapture Dialogues. He is also the general editor of RaptureReady.com, and we're talking about that right now, the Rapture Index in particular, something you've probably heard quite a bit about. He's a prolific writer about prophecy and scriptural events and whatnot. You could certainly read all about him at the website there we just mentioned, RaptureReady.com. And also, of course, the book, The Rapture Dialogues, Dark Dimension, available through that website, Amazon.com, and other places as well. Terry James, our special guest tonight, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. So we were just talking about the Rapture Index and whatnot. Do you think that it's possible to gauge the events of prophecy in terms of, I mean, if you're basing it on a rapture perspective, presumably a pre-trib, then that means that, you know, everybody would be gone that would have the ability to sort of perceive what's going on. So it's safe to say then with that belief structure that we're not in the end times yet. Would you agree with that?
Oh, no, I think we're definitely in the
really?
End time. Yeah, I think that the indicators are prolific that we are bumping up against the very end of the church age here, mm-hmm. because key, you know, there's so many indicators that that tell us that mm-hmm. Israel being back in the land again, and the European Union developing as we believe as the revived Roman Empire, mm-hmm. the perilous times that Paul talked about seem to be almost our daily headlines. There's so many indicators that I think show where we are on God's prophetic timeline, and I think it's a very portentous so far as mm-hmm. Where we stand.
I see. So in essence, we are in the end times, but we're not in the tribulation part of the end
times.
Not
in the tribulation.
Okay.
No, that will happen after the rapture in our view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what sort of indicators could we – let's say that there are people out there in the secular listenership – who maybe would hear something like this and say, well, you know, I don't necessarily believe in a rapture. I don't necessarily believe in prophecy. Somebody would have to give me something pretty concrete. Now, obviously, it's prophecy. It can only be as concrete as God deems our discernment to be.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, because you said there are many significant indicators, let's talk about some of those, things that maybe people should watch out for.
Okay, well, let's look at Paul's perilous time for just a second. That's found in the third chapter of 2 Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about how the perilous time shall come. People shall be lovers of their own selves. They have form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. Well, in God's terms, in the Bible, what is his power? Well, his power is Jesus Christ and his efficacious blood sacrifice, his blood atonement. And so they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power of Christ. We find this even within the Christian church today. Some of the mega churches like to preach a pablum gospel. They don't want to talk about sin or the blood of Christ. So they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof by simply not talking about it. So it said that Paul said in his perilous times account that men would be violent. This goes back to what Jesus said. Again, in Luke chapter 17, verse 26, 27, he said that it'd be as it was in the days of Noah. We have some music going on.
Yeah, very loudly. I apologize for that. Let me ask you to hang on. That's all right.
Okay.
No problem, Andy. Quick break, folks. We're back in three, and I know the phone lines are filling up. Get your calls in now. We will be taking them here this hour with a special guest, Terry James, and, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Time flies when you're being entertained, and certainly I hope you are this evening and informed as well. And, of course, the information part of it coming solely from our guest, Terry James, author of The Rapture Dialogues. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We were just discussing, again, signs of the times, if you will.
Yeah, and we're talking about Paul's perilous times. And I was saying that Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, again, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Son of Man, meaning the end of days. And he was referring back to Genesis chapter 6 and days of Noah before the flood, antediluvian times. And it says in chapter 6, verses 11 and verse 13, that the whole earth is filled with violence at that moment. Well, we see that today. What are we fighting today, according to President Bush? We're fighting a war on terror. Mm-hmm. That's violence. Violence against the United States, for example, that we saw. September 11th, 2001, and so and other things. I mean, every day we see violence in our news accounts and so forth. The world is again becoming as it was in the days of Noah. That's another signal. Now, so just looking, going through the Paul's perilous times account there in 2 Timothy chapter 3, we see that we're right there at the end of the age, I believe. But even more profound is looking at, for example, the European Union developing. I believe it's the revival of the ancient Roman Empire. We have to go all the way back to Daniel chapter 2 and the metallic monster that Nebuchadnezzar saw and Daniel interpreted his dream vision. and come down to the very bottom of that statue, that great statue he Nebuchadnezzar saw, and it had 10 toes. We believe that those two legs of iron represent the Roman Empire, the two branches of Roman Empire, one whose capital was in Constantinople, the other in the city of Rome, and then you have the 10 toes, and this will be the final form. In my view, and I think in most eschatological views of the pre-trib ilk, equate to Jesus' words, and again in chapter 17 of I think it's Luke, Revelation, talks about this ten kingdom that will develop, 10 kings and 10 kingdoms that will develop. So we're coming right down to the end of the age here with the revival of the Roman Empire as seen by Daniel the prophet, and again prophesied down through the years, particularly in chapter 9 of Daniel, when it talks about in Daniel chapter 9 verses 26-27, talking about the prince that shall come out of the peace, and meaning this means Antichrist. It's easy to find that in there. The prince that shall come will come out of the people who have destroyed the city and the sanctuary, meaning Jerusalem and the temple on Mount Moriah, the Temple Mount. And, of course, this happened in 70 A.D. These were Romans. These people came out of the Roman Empire, Vespasian and his son Titus, to put down a rebellion in the city of Jerusalem. And of course, he destroyed his troops completely destroyed Jerusalem, laid it waste, and then laid the Temple Mount flat. This is Jesus had predicted in Matthew chapter 24 in the Olivet Discourse, completely destroyed the temple. There wasn't one stone left upon another. These were Romans, and the Antichrist, the prince that shall come, will come out of these people. Well, we see that the last world power then is going to involve this area of Rome. Do we see a power developing over there? Well, you have the European Union coming together. And just as the scripture says in Daniel chapter 2, Daniel said that it will be the 10 toes will be part of iron and part of miry clay, meaning it will be partly powerful and partly weak. Well, that's exactly describes the European Union today. So we see, at least geopolitically, we see the same developments coming here at the end of the age in conjunction with Paul's perilous times and so many other things we see happening. Mm-hmm. But the most profound signal, I believe, is the fact that Israel is again a nation after having completely been destroyed and sent into all the land following not only Titus's putting down the rebellion in A.D. 70, and then some were scattered then, but then Hadrian came along in A.D. 135 and completely put the Jews out of the land, and we know that they've been persecuted and hunted and sent across the world. But the Bible indicates that they will be together again as a land, as a nation at the end of time. Well, everybody thought this was impossible. Mm-hmm. Hitler killed more than 6 million of them in the Holocaust of World War II. But we can go back in history and see from the time of Christ's birth and see that many times they have been persecuted and mass genocide was committed against them. But here they are in 1948, May 14th, my evening of 14th and 15th. The morning of the 15th, Israel became back in the land, saying, Isaiah chapter 66 said, they became a nation again in a single day, just as the prophecy read. And they're back in the land now in Zechariah chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. That great prophet Zechariah in the Old Testament tells us that that Israel and Jerusalem will become a burdensome stone and a cup of trembling to the whole world. Well, if we look at the world situation today, the headlines today, no matter which way the camera or the microphones turn, they turn right back there on Israel versus all of their Arab and Islamic foes in the region. And this is considered the number one most volatile danger point for igniting World War III. So the whole attention of the whole world is trained there. So like Zechariah said, Israel and Jerusalem is becoming a cup of trembling and a burdensome stone to the whole world, just as prophecy said. So these and many other indicators show us, at least, that that we are bumping up against the end of the age.
Absolutely. You're exactly right. There are so many different things. And it's really amazing, Terry, because when we just look at anything, take the weather, for example, and obviously there's a lot of different factors that go into this sort of thing, but constantly and consistently in my news hunting for the show, I come across words like historic, unprecedented, record-setting, mm-hmm. record-breaking. I mean, these types of terminology are being used so often now that, that should indicate to people that these are very, very different times than we've ever seen before.
Exactly. You know, Jesus, when he was coming into Jerusalem to offer himself as Messiah to the people, and they were laying palm fronds down in front of the little donkey that he rode on, and he was coming to offer himself as Messiah. And the people were crying, Hosanna, Hosanna, meaning, welcome, he who comes in the name of the Lord. And they were praising him and praising him. And the Pharisees, the Judaizers of the time, they tried to shut the people up. And they told Jesus, shut these people up. They're not supposed to be praising you like this. This is blasphemous. And Jesus said, I tell you the truth. And he said it twice. If these people were to withhold their praise this moment, the very elements would cry out. Now today, I think that people are withholding their praise of God. They are besmirching the name of Christ, and they are totally ignoring the name of Christ. And I think the very elements are beginning to cry out, just as Jesus said they would, if people weren't allowed to praise him and didn't praise him as they were supposed to at the time of his first visitation. Well, it was close to the time of his second visitation.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you see happening in nature right now.
Sure. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. I never really thought about it that way. That's amazing stuff. Well, if you don't mind, Terry, we have lots of people on the phones. Would you mind if we take some calls?
Not at all.
Sounds great. Folks, our phone number, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Mike in Ohio. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
First of all, Frank, I just want to tell you I come from the same background as you. I used to be an altar boy.
Oh, yeah?
So someday we can discuss how we got to where we're at. But you know,
I
like,
was so terrified of missing the bell ringing at the right time. And
oh,
yeah.
Well, no, I had to deal with the pedophile priest on top of that. But, I mean, we knew about it.
No pun intended, of course.
But we always stuck together. We never left the other guy alone. We just kind of a thing between us. But anyway, I've heard... Your guest tonight is really knows his Bible and everything, and I heard this like, well, it was 40 years ago. We used to discuss it with where I work with the other Christians, and I never could come to this rapture before the tribulation, because every time I read something, it says, and the last day I will raise them up, and on the last day they kept going that way, so I never did fall into that, where there's too many things that has to be, you know, revealed first, the sept of man of sin be revealed first, and accept their karma falling away first. And then they always used to say, God's wrath is not meant for his church. Well, I got two words to describe that. That's like our bombs are not meant to kill the children in Iraq and the women in Iraq, but we just call it collateral damage. So I think we're going to be like collateral damage. It's not wrath. It's not for us.
That's very interesting. Let me, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
By no means, you know, don't go anywhere. But Terry, if I can expand on that a little bit and maybe explore this now. You've worked quite a bit with Dr. Tim LaHaye. I've interviewed him, of course, in conjunction with his books, the Left Behind series. In those books, of course, the whole thing presupposes a rapture will take place. But it's immaterial to my point here. In the course of the books, you see these people who have been left behind after the rapture, and they come to basically, you know, I hate to use the phrase find God, because I've always been of the mindset that God's never lost, it's always us, but they become believers, and in the course of that, they go through the tribulation period bearing witness to all the things that are happening, yet at the same time being almost immune to it, you know. When there's darkness over the world, they can still see as if it were normal light, and so on and so forth. And I think Psalm 91 actually goes through quite a bit of that, as if to say, we will be here, but it won't affect us. Let me jump in here quickly for a quick break, folks. We're back in three. Stay with us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest tonight, Terry James, author of the book, The Rapture Dialogues, Dark Dimension. Welcome back to you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Mike in Ohio, our caller, welcome back to you. And Terry, would you like to respond to Mike's question?
Well, I don't know exactly what his question is. I think what it boils down to, though, is a difference in our beliefs in God dealing with mankind in regard to dispensations. I think that God has dealt with men. Mankind, humankind, in ages of dispensations, and it's not just one continuous dealing with man. He dealt differently, like the Adamic age, and then the Noahic age, the Abrahamic age, the Davidic age, and coming on down through till now. I think he's dealing with us in the church age, and he will begin to deal in the tribulation age, or the apocalyptic age, and then the millennial age. So I think the basic difference in some of our beliefs fall along these lines. Now, we're talking about in the tribulation era, we're talking about a specific, he's talking about wrath a while ago, I think. Man has been subjected to tribulation all down through the years, humankind has. Christians have, of course, been greatly persecuted. Of course, certainly the Jews have. And all forms of people have been persecuted down through the age and killed and so forth, and genocide has been committed against them. But we're talking about a specific time of God's wrath that is talked about in the book of Revelation. Here again, if you come from a Reformed background and the Catholic Church is the progenitor of the Reform movement, and they really believe that the Catholic Church believes more or less that that the Book of Revelation is a book of more or less spiritualized and allegorized things, and we believe that it's a literal judgment of God, the wrath of God being poured about this dispensation of wrath I was talking about. So even though you might call some of the things that men have gone through God's wrath, it is not God's wrath in this specific dispensation. Mm-hmm. Again, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, actually, we're told that Christians of the church age, and Paul talks in terms of, in pronoun terms, of they and we and us and them, meaning the saved and the unsaved during the church age, and it says that we will not be we're not appointed to wrath, and that is talking about the specific dispensation that will come during the tribulation era, a dispensation that will end when the rapture of the church occurs, and the tribulation begins actually when the Antichrist confirms a covenant with the many, with Israel and its neighbors, and with the whole world, in effect, a peace covenant. We see that in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. So there's a difference in teaching and belief in this area, and that's where the difference lies, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mike, anything else?
For years, I mean, people told me that I was saved, I was going to heaven no matter what, you know, and I mean, I'm thinking, wait a minute, this gets into eternal security, which I didn't really believe in. It says no one can pluck you from my Father's hands, but somebody can either deceive you or trick you or tempt you out. But then, you know, I've wondered, the way I look at it, this tribulation, if I live long enough, I'll be going through it, and it's like a refining gold, you know, and it's going to refine you. I wondered myself, if I don't know if I'm saved for sure, how does God going to know? I mean, I just wondered this. How am I going to know? And the only way I'll know is if my head's on the chopping block someday for my witness.
So, Mike, may I ask you, if you died right now, would you know Christ? Would you go to heaven?
Well, that's
kind of... Without going through the tribulation era? I mean, you know, there's no guarantee you're going to get to that era, so that's my question.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's kind of still up in the air for me.
Got a little feedback there.
What it boils down to is that God holds us in His hands. We don't hang on to Him. He holds us in His hands once we're saved, and that's what it's all about. Read. I suggest that you read, if you will, Romans 8, 38 and 39. Read that, and whenever you have time, and see what you think.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
I'll do that.
Mike, I appreciate the call, brother, and you know, definitely let's keep talking about this, especially if we've got a Catholic background in common. So thank you so much for the call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care, sir. Keith in Indiana, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you.
Yes, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you very much. I had a question and a couple comments if there's time.
Sure.
I guess my question would be, I'm one of those people, one of those Christians that really hope for the rapture and hope that, you know, before all that horrible, well, we're already beginning to see the beginnings of it, but before all those that horrible time, you know, to be able to escape it. But I've heard a couple teachers, and they tend to believe that Christians are going to have to go through it. It's a time of testing and trial and purification. And, you know, whoever's faithful to the end, basically, is the one who is worthy to, you know, receive what it is, the blessings that God has. And when you go to Revelation chapter 7, it says that the Antichrist was granted to make power to make war with the saints and to overcome them. So when I read that, it sounds like when it specifically refers to saints being in the tribulation period, that the devil has power to overcome for that short period of time. So I was wondering how you would answer that and the fact that, you know, how could Jesus come twice? One to rapture the...
I'm sorry, the dispensation again. We're talking about different era of saints. We're talking about the saints of the tribulation era versus the church age.
Okay. Now, in other words, the Jewish believers that during the tribulation period that are left alive.
And those Christians, those who have become Christians during that era.
Just a minute, gentlemen. Time for another break. Folks, please stay with us. Back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Love come quick, love come in a hurry, there are thieves in the temple tonight. They don't care where they kick, just as long as they hurt you, there are thieves in the temple.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whale, and our special guest this evening, Terry James, author of the book, The Rapture Dialogues, fantastic book. Terry, welcome back, sir, and please continue if you would.
Thank you, Frank. If I may address Keith's thoughts there a little bit further. To talk of dispensation with regard to the saints and the tribulation and being abused and murdered in the tribulation as a special dispensation. You remember in the Gospels, and particularly in John, the book of John, Jesus asked his disciples that were standing around him there, he said, who do you say that I am? And incidentally, this is one of the key places where the Catholic religion is built upon, is this very area here, which I will avoid skillfully, hopefully. But he asked them. He said, "Who do people say that I am?" And they said, "You're a good teacher. You're a wonderful prophet." He said, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter spoke up and said, "Thou art the Son. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God." And Jesus at the point of Peter said, "Exactly." He said, "This is exactly the rock foundation upon which I will build my church." And he said, "What did he say after that?" He said, "And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Now, this is the church dispensation here we're talking about, the time of the church. Now, we come to back to the book of Revelation, which is clearly during the midst of the tribulation era, and we're talking about chapter 13 here, and the rise of the false prophet and the Antichrist. And we go to, I think it's around verse 7, somewhere along there, or chapter 13, it says that he shall overcome the saints. Now, there's a dichotomy here. There's a misconnect here somewhere. Well, it's because God here in his divine word are talking about two separate dispensations. The saints of the church age, which Jesus was talking about, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And here in chapter 13, the Revelator is talking about the saints during the age of the tribulation era. So there's really no incongruency at all. It's just two dispensations. We must understand prophecy in particular in terms of dispensational truth.
Fair enough. Keith, your comment,
yes,
sir?
Yes, there's one particular Bible teacher. Am I allowed to mention his name?
I don't care.
Jack Vanippy, I just watched his most recent broadcast. He believes that 1967, when Israel took Jerusalem, that was the last major, I guess, sign regarding Israel. He believes 52 years from 1967, that's his definition of a generation, based on his mathematics that he's done. Puts you at 2019, 7 years prior is 2012. That's the date. That's the new date he's setting for the rapture.
Well, I don't think Jack actually set the date for rapture, because I know him and I know he wouldn't set the date for the rapture, but it is getting awfully close.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the season. I don't think he wants
well,
to
the
be
season,
a date
the general
setter.
Season. Yeah. Well, you know, I think, personally, Keith, it is very dangerous to set dates or even try to come up with, do all the numerical gymnastics to try to come up with that. Jesus said that no one knows the time of day, but he does say we'll know the seasons, and that's what we're talking about here. We're in the general seasons, I have no doubt.
Yes. Can I add one more quick comment
quickly
about the mark?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There's a new digital chip that a couple people in England and America are experimenting with. They're researching this. One particular person is talking about putting a chip in a human being's brain, the transmitter in the hand, that can instantly hook up to the Internet. And he was saying this will be online in 10 years. If you don't have it, you'll be considered inferior, an inferior human being.
I'd like to have that article. You got that article on AltaNet? Or?
It was actually on the History Channel or Discovery Channel. It was a show. It was about future technologies.
I haven't read that one.
I'm going to research. Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah, I would like to see that as well. Absolutely.
Ties in with what the mark could possibly be.
Yes.
Well, it says, you know, all of us are, all people during the tribulation era are going to be required to take a number and a mark course, and that none can buy and or sell. That indicates a cashless society, an electronic funds transfer society, and certainly they would have to be some kind of a chip to do that.
Especially if they mark it as an enhancement. Mm-hmm. You know, in other words, it'll make you a better human being if you have it.
Right.
That's always the way they do it. Some sort of convenience, some sort of competition, a leg up on your neighbors, if you will. So
that's fantastic. Very observant, Keith.
Thank you very much, Keith.
Thank you for having me on.
All right. Thanks for the call. Dan in Texas, welcome to the show.
Yes, right. Something about in the book of Revelations, I've heard that, this 11 of the 12 tribes of Israel leave the tribe of Dan out. And I think the Dake Bible has notes in it. Some people think that means that the Dan will not be in existence at the time, which I think is the United States won't be there at the time of the Battle of Armageddon. We've already been nuked or whatever, or destroyed by racial conflict. And do you have any opinion of that?
Okay.
We will cease to exist as a nation before the Battle of Armageddon.
Yeah,
you might want to go to – you have a computer?
Yes.
You might go to raptureready.com and look up my article on called End of Days Scenarios. It's in the newest articles, I think it's called, and read that whole thing, if you will. You might get some idea of what I believe about the United States. I'll just say briefly here that I do believe that the United States is such a technological society, particularly so intricately interwoven with the other Western societies so far as economies are concerned through satellite interconnectedness and monetary transfer and everything else, that when the United States melts down at the rapture, I believe when Christians leave this country, it's going to cause such a terrible shock to the system here, because many Christians form the tax base for this nation. This nation is based upon taxes, more and more taxes, as we know. So I believe the United States is going to have to really scramble at the time to come up with some way to try to regain equilibrium. I believe this is when that the European Union is going to gain much power, and the United States is going to be absorbed into the European Union just to, as I say, help gain regain equilibrium.
The euro's already, the euro's taking over the dollar any day.
Right,
so that's a done deal.
So I think the United States is going to be absorbed into the European Union myself.
Wow.
That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the temple is about to be rebuilt, and that's a requirement to dump the Dome of the Rock to get rid of it, and the temple has to be rebuilt before the second coming can take place? Or
yes, I do. I believe there'll have to be a temple up there on Mount Moriah.
Do you think that the Battle of Armageddon be before or after the temple is rebuilt?
Oh, it'll be after. It's the very last thing before the millennium.
Okay.
Yeah, very, very last thing.
Okay.
How do you think they'll get rid of the Dome of the Rock? What's going to happen to dump the Dome of the Rock?
I don't know. Some of my archaeologist friends, say that they're taking away so much material from beneath that. I'm talking about the Arabs are, and trying to get rid of Jewish archive type things that they're taking away so much that is actually putting the Dome of the Rock in some danger of collapsing into Mount that end of the Mount Moriah. But I don't know. That's just what they say. And I'm not one to argue with them because I don't know the geographical layout of that very well.
Do you consider Baghdad to be the center of evil, like it was basically the Babel of Babel in the Bible? That Baghdad is really the city of
Babylon. Did you say
whereas
Babylon?
Whereas the city of righteousness, and is Babylon the city of evil?
I believe that it says in Revelation, it says that that there are four spirits like frogs in the Euphrates River that will be released. I believe these are literal evil spirits. That are housed there. That was where the foundation of the world was developed there. The Garden of Eden set right there. So yes, I think that the Prince of Persia is still alive.
Really? Would you consider in fact the Revelations, the Bible is the United States, the dragon is
China,
and the lion's England? Is that your opinion?
No. I don't. I have friends who think that, but I don't.
Who do you think that represents the eagle, the dragon, and the lion is?
Well, I think they are a continuation of the metallic monster Daniel interpreted for Nebuchadnezzar in chapter 2 of Daniel, with the head being Nebuchadnezzar's Babylon, and then the second being the Medo Persian Empire, and then the Greco Roman. And the Grecian Empire, and then the Roman Empire, as in the legs of the metallic monster. So the back end of this thing is going to be representative of the Roman Empire.
So you mean you don't the lion, the dragon, the bear, and the eagle? You don't have anything specific as what that might represent?
No, not so far as modern nations. I don't.
Dan, we got to move on, my friend. I appreciate the call, though.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Ben in Arkansas. Ben, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
I think you cut out. I got a few questions if you got the time.
Yeah, we got a few minutes.
If there is such thing as a rapture, how come it's not in the Bible?
Well, you mean the term rapture? Well,
Not just the term. I mean the very event.
Well, I think that's what 2 Thessalonians chapter, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 is about, what 1 Corinthians chapter 15 is about.
Okay.
Let's go
let's go to Matthew 24, where Jesus' disciples ask him, when is all this going to happen? And he gives you an outline. And in that outline, at the very end of the tribulation, then he says there's a resurrection. In Revelation, it's called the first resurrection. There are two resurrections in Revelation. They're 1,000 years apart. So if the first resurrection is after the tribulation, if there's a rapture before that, then the first resurrection is the second, and the second is the third.
Jesus is the first resurrection.
No, I'm talking about the actual coming.
Well, Jesus is the first resurrection. The second resurrection is the resurrection of all saints.
Of all the righteous from Adam down.
Of all saints.
Okay. When Jesus returns the first time, and that word is parousia, where he stands afar off, he brings the angels with him, correct? and he harvests the earth. Now, this is what you're calling the rapture, or is this the resurrection?
No, that's during the tribulation era.
That's the resurrection.
Again, we're talking about dispensations, and that's something that
I know. But the thing is that the event of the rapture is not in the Bible.
Well,
I
studied
this.
How do you know that, sir?
Well, then give it to me, because the thing is that you've got a lot of people who are sitting here looking escapists. They want out.
Okay,
I know a lot of them. They want out. And so if this is correct, then Jesus was wrong in what he told the disciples in Matthew 24. And he said, do not let anyone deceive you. Here is how it's going to happen. Right? And so if he comes secretly, which, you know, a lot of people...
That's not secret. It won't be secret. Everybody will know it.
Oh, everybody's going to know it. It's going to, you know,
he
says it in his taunt that he comes as a thief. But if you read on just a little further... He says, but he'll not come as a thief to those, because you're not in darkness.
The church is not in darkness.
If the rapture is a resurrection, okay, then what do you do with the resurrection after the tribulation? And then
it's part of the second resurrection.
The second resurrection is 1,000 years later. In Revelation.
That's true, but 1,000 years is but a day to the Lord. It means, you know.
Don't go there. Don't go there.
I'm
the
not
scripture
allowed to,
says,
okay.
No, you're not. You're not allowed to make stuff up. This is the problem, and this is the problem we've got in the church. Too many people making up stories. William Darby, you talked about people who set dates. William Darby set a date. He took his congregation in the 1820s out on the side of a hill at Plymouth Brethren to wait for Jesus' return. He didn't come back. He had egg all over his face. He is the father of the rapture doctrine.
Well, that's not true. I think Jesus was the father of the rapture doctrine.
No. There is no rapture. You can disagree, and you can say, I believe this and I believe that. The truth is, in the Bible, there is no rapture. Jesus set it out in Matthew 24, mm-hmm. and it's going to be after the tribulation. It's going to be the first resurrection.
This is the same thing I read everywhere.
I know, but the reason you get it everywhere
because you people get so violent about this.
It's not violent as
Christians.
Ben, you got to let him respond, okay?
Yeah, why not let him respond?
Go ahead, Terry.
Well, I explained the rapture is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I believe Jesus referred to it. Oh, in John 14, chapter 1,
what
he said...
Quoted. What does he say?
What did Jesus say?
Tell me what he said.
What Jesus said?
The rapture.
He said, be ye not troubled. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Behold, I go, but I come again and take you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And then he takes the church back to be with him in heaven.
He takes the righteous. The resurrection.
The church.
The righteous
there are.
That's from Adam all the way down. It's not just the church. See, that's what William Darby came up with, that the church is exclusive, but the scripture doesn't say that.
Right.
See, again, we get down to dispensations. We believe in dispensations and God dealing with man in dispensations, or we don't. That's what it comes down to.
That's right. But you look at Daniel. Daniel, it said, go thy way until the end and rest.
Yeah, that's an Old Testament dispensation.
That's right. And Daniel has not been raised from the dead.
No, you're right about that.
Ben, we're running out of time here in this segment, my friend, but go ahead and finish up, please.
Well, all I'm saying, Frank, mm-hmm. you're going to have a long visit, and we haven't had one in a while.
I know.
But the thing is, the rapture does not exist because it is not in the Bible.
Mm.
And if it does, then the first resurrection is the second, and the second is the third. All you've got to look at is Jesus comes in the parousia, and he comes with the angels, he harvests the earth, he peruses, he stands afar off, and he reaps the earth of the righteous dead from Adam on. He takes them to heaven to be with his Father where there's the feast. Then he comes in the epiphania, which is when he sets foot, but he comes then with the saints, not with the angels.
Yeah, I myself, I don't really see I'm not a believer in the rapture myself, per se, just simply because I haven't seen the evidence of it. And but I think it's really immaterial to the discussion. The rapture in the course of the book that Terry James has written is about a technological sort of deception by way of explaining away the rapture. But obviously you can look at that in another fashion and say, quite simply, technology could be used to hoax a rapture, which I think is why everybody, whether you believe in the rapture or you do not, you should definitely pray for discernment on all things, if only to avoid the great deception, in essence.
Well, see, and that's just it. There is a massive deception out here, and I've watched people. I know mm-hmm. people whose businesses are in trouble.
I know.
I know people who want the rapture of the church. And when it happens, I mean, the resurrection or the tribulation comes, there are a lot of people are going to be crushed.
Yeah.
Because they're
going
to think that they've been left, and they haven't.
Yeah. I see your point, Ben. I really do. But we are out of time here in this segment, my friend. I appreciate the call. Very much. And, Terry, if you'll stay with us, we'll be back in 3 minutes to wrap up the big interview. And, folks, of course, we still have 2 hours left in the show. We can continue the discussion if you'd like. Stay with us, folks.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold.
Here we are, folks, at the end of hour number two of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm glad you're here with us. And, of course, a big, big, big thank you to our sponsor for this hour, Grant Hall, the author of the book Privacy Crisis. Of course, we chatted with Grant yesterday on the program. Fantastic stuff. Amazing. If you haven't heard about it, by all means, go and check out the website for yourself, privacycrisis.com, of course, book of the same name. You can purchase the ebook there. You can also purchase the hardcover book there. You can go to Amazon.com and look for it used. If you're lucky, you'll find one, but they do go quickly. You can also call Borders Bookstore. This one in particular does have it in stock, and that number is 702-433-6222. You can learn all about the techniques that the powers that be use to certainly make themselves virtually anonymous. You can travel, you can bank, you can work, you can live in this fashion, folks, under the radar. All you have to do is read the book. It's fantastic stuff. We certainly appreciate Grant Hall and the website privacycrisis.com, our sponsor for this hour. Our guest, who has been with us for the past 2 hours, the author of the book, The Rapture Dialogues, Terry James. Welcome back to you, sir.
Thank you.
I've really enjoyed this time. Certainly, we've covered a lot of topics. And I'll tell you what, one thing that I've taken great, great comfort in is the caliber of the questions, because this indicates these are not questions from people saying, What is the rapture, or what is the Bible? I mean, these are obviously people who've been studying, and they, you know, they're people who are going to disagree on various points. It's immaterial. The point is that we're all struggling to study these things, and as it says in Revelation, we're blessed for the effort.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Final thoughts for us, sir, and anything in conclusion
you know,
that you'd like
to? Ben, was that his name?
Yes, sir.
Well, I will say that, many of the fathers in the first, second century A.D., following the church's founding, did teach that there would be a rapture along the lines that Paul taught. And I will say that both Ben and you, if you know Christ, and I'm sure you do, will go in the rapture, so there's no problem.
Hey, I'll be the first one to say
this. You won't go kicking and screaming, will you?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. No, if it's I'm happy to be able to get the get-out-of-jail-free card. I just don't think that I will. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but like I said, I've always taken the approach that we'll be here to bear witness, and that we'll be immune to the problems and the hardships, much like we are in the world today. And you know this full well. We all have our own burdens to bear and our own difficulties to get through. But I think that for the most part, it would seem, and maybe it is just the presence of faith for the most part, but it does seem that the really severe problems don't affect us like they seem to affect the rest of the world. Does that make sense?
Well, if we have true faith, yeah, I think that certainly goes a long way towards helping us live as we should here on Earth.
Yes, sir. Well, fantastic stuff. I'd like to, of course, give out the information. Your website, www.raptureready.com. Lots of incredible stuff there, including the Rapture Index, which gives us a speedometer towards the Armageddon. A fantastic thing there. Obviously, the book is called The Rapture Dialogues, Dark Dimension, and it's a phenomenal book, very, very engaging. It's a novel, folks, so it's a fictionalized story, but it really does take a look at the UFO phenomena in context of the Nephilim, the fallen angels, being these extraterrestrial beings, which I believe is the case as well. But, Terry, you certainly have crafted a fine, fine novel, a very, very enjoyable. And you've done so without the use of your eyes. You can't see.
That's right. I've been blind since 1993 due to a retinal disease, hereditary, and we didn't know about it. Don't know of anyone else in our family who had it before I did, and so...
That's amazing.
Came as a surprise.
Well, you have certainly risen to the challenge ahead, and you have been prolifically writing about prophecy and about faith for a long, long time. And we certainly appreciate it. Now, will there be a sequel to this book?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I just finished writing it, and we're just finishing with the editing of it, and it's going to be in publication by December 1st, and the name of it is The Nephilim.